Chapter 1. Early Life. I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York. I had a good family who raised me well. My father advised me to go into law and said he would support me in my efforts. But the life of a lawyer did not appeal to me, and I dreamed of going to sea. My father was strongly against this idea. He said that a life at sea could only be one of two things: a life of toil or a life of greed. Some people who go to sea do so because they have few options for work. Others go because they are seeking fame and fortune. However, my father advised, the life of the middle class is one to be content with. I would lead a comfortable and enjoyable life if I followed this path, a path with neither luxury nor hardship. To my father's mind, this was the best way to live. My father had had a similar conversation with my older brother. My brother longed for adventure and glory and decided to join the army. He was as determined as I was. Thus, he ignored my father's advice to be happy with the life of the middle class. Sadly, he was killed in battle. Tears streamed down my father's face as he recalled it while talking to me. Now he saw me about to ignore his advice too. He saw me determined to set off for a life of adventure. He told me I would have occasion to look back on this, and at that time, he said, there would be no one there to help me. Neither of us knew how true those words would prove to be. The advice was sound, and I was very much affected by the conversation. Who wouldn't be? I decided not to think of going to sea anymore. I decided to follow my father's advice and get settled in a suitable career. But only a few days later, the call of the sea made me forget my resolve. I asked my mother to talk to my father. I hoped that they would allow me to go on just one journey to find out if I liked life at sea. If I did not, I promised my mother, I would return home to a stable career. My mother was shocked and dismayed that I could even think of going to sea after the conversation I had had with my father. She assured me that they would never allow it. A life at sea would surely be my ruin, and they would not agree to it. After a year of passing up every opportunity to settle into a career, I finally made a decision. A friend of mine was sailing to London on his father's ship. He said I could come along for the ride free of charge. Thus, on the 1st of September, 1651, I boarded a ship to London without a word to my parents. The ship was no sooner out of the harbor than the wind began to blow. The sea began to rise in a frightful manner. As I had never been on a boat before, I became terribly seasick and frightened. I thought every wave would swallow us up whole. I was sure God was punishing me for going against the wishes of my parents. I promised God that if He would spare my life, I would go directly home. If ever I got to set my foot on dry land again, I would never again set it on a boat. Now I saw the wisdom in my father's advice and resolved to go home to my father. The sea was calmer the next day, and as the day went on, my seasickness went away. With no wind and a smooth sea, I became quite content. I spoke with my friend, the one who had invited me to come along on the journey. He observed that I had been frightened by the bit of wind the night before. "A bit of wind, do you call it?" I was surprised at how he brushed it off. "It was a terrible storm." "A storm? You fool!" he replied. "Do you call that a storm? Why, that was nothing. You are new to sailing, but you'll see. For now, the weather is fine. Let's enjoy it with a drink." And so we drank, and I forgot my promises to God. I had made those promises out of fear. Now that the water was calm, I had no fear. And so my promises to God were forgotten for the time being.